Chris, we have a very special guest on the line. If not for him, we would not be speaking to two separate microphones, me at the studios of WABC and you at your home. It's John Catsimatidis, owner and operator of Red Apple Media, WABC, and host of his own. Good morning, John.
Good morning. We got some breaking news.
What is that, John?
Go ahead.
I think Morano is at the hospital, and the baby is about to be born.
Nice.
Yeah, in fact, that happened.
Our own Frank Morano.
Right, that happened.
It is,
as I'm calling it, Franksgiving, because halfway through the morning show, which had set Julie at the news hour, Frank got the word that Rachel had broken water, and he flew out of here like a bat out of hell. Probably got clipped all along the way, all the speed cameras on Highland Boulevard, and is at her side. So, yeah, that's some joyous news on this Thanksgiving Day.
Yes,
good
it is.
Hear.
And I'll tell you, this morning, instead of saying good morning, New York, I said good morning, Miami. And, I'm looking at the same ocean, but it's a different temperature. I can't understand it,
It's a different color, too.
Yeah, it's more blue today. Curtis, are you going to go watch the Thanksgiving Day parade with Anthony?
No, we were there last night for the blowing up of the balloons, John. That's what we do as part of our tradition now, although it was somewhat odd. We were on the west side of Columbus, and people were packed together because they were looking at the balloons as they were being inflated. But if you were on the east side, you had to show a vaccine passport. It's all outdoors. It was quite hard to figure out. A lot of people were trying to figure out, wait a second, what's the difference if you're on the west side on Columbus or on the east side of Columbus and you have to show a vaccine passport? So some of the parents came. They didn't have the passport with them. Their children were a little upset because they couldn't go. So I couldn't quite figure that out, but we stayed most of the night until people ended up going home.
Well, those were wonderful days with my kids. I remember those days, Curtis, and I'm glad you're experiencing them because the most wonderful days of my life is taking my kids to the parade and having them on my shoulder giving them the thrill of their life. And those are the days, all our listeners out there, I just want to say a happy Thanksgiving and do something special today. I mean, today is not a day of politics. The heck with politics today. We're going to survive the day, and it's about family. It's about love. It's about trying to help other people, and that's what it's all about. And Curtis, thank you for being the voice of WABC and being there today. And there's a lot of people that just enjoy listening to the radio. I'm down in Miami, but I enjoy listening to New York radio because I'm a New Yorker. And God bless America,
Yeah, and John, also what a lot of people don't realize is there are people listening right now who don't have families. They're living on their own. And so their friend is WABC, all the hosts and hostesses here that they listen to on a regular basis. But you know how depressing it can get on holidays when you don't have any family or friends that you can either visit or who can't visit you for whatever reasons. And then you know you have your family, which is WABC, which so many people will come up to me in the streets or the subways and tell me, that's my home. That's really where I have friends because I'm a shut-in or I live by myself, or my family lives so far away. And especially with the lockdown and the COVID restrictions, a lot of people have been stuck on their own, and they appreciate all you've been able to provide to them, John, by having live programming 7 days a week, in which you have all different kind of hosts and hostesses who make appearances.
You are absolutely right. I got rid of all the doctors, the lawyers. There were advertisers like that as far as those one-hour shows. And we have live programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's being with family. It's being with somebody to talk to. It's being with if something is happening. We're going to have breaking news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's about having somebody to depend on that's next to you. By the way, Margo's here and wants to say hello, Curtis.
Good morning, Curtis. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and the kitty cats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Margo delivered some treats to our 17 rescue cats. 4 boxes of goodies. All apparently turkey-flavored so far. I've gotten through most of those boxes, Margo. I thank you, and Nancy thanks you enormously for that.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, and why not have turkey-flavored treats, you know?
Now, one last question, John, before you and Margo go and enjoy the rest of the day. I know that a lot of New Yorkers have moved down to Florida, all parts of Florida, and especially southern Florida, the greater Miami area, Dade County, Broward County. Do you think that's permanent for them, or in any of the conversations that you've had, are they going to have 2 locations where they live, or that's it, they're staying in Florida?
Well, you can't walk around any place in Miami or Palm Beach or any of those areas without running into at least one New Yorker. I think, look, I love Miami. I love Palm Beach. I love Florida, but I love it for three days, 4 days. And then I want to be home. I want to come back to New York. I love New York. And, you know what we're depending on in New York? We want New York to be safe. And, Curtis, you work very hard towards it. I think, Eric Adams has heard the signal that New Yorkers want to come home, but they want to be safe. And, we all pray that he does a good job. So New York is the way we love New York and the way we want it. I don't know how Chris Hahn feels about it, because the big argument today is whether the sickly people, the mentally ill that the city threw on the streets of New York because they felt that, they deserve to be free. Well, I think they deserve treatment. I think that is more to one's heart, deserving treatment and deserving to be in the hospital if they need medicines, et cetera, instead of being on the streets of New York pushing, just struggling and being criminals sometimes because they're hungry and they want to rob somebody to be able to buy food. I don't know, Curtis. I know we're not supposed to talk about politics, but I think in a day like Thanksgiving, I think those people, the real liberals, feel that those people need help and should be given help instead of just thrown on the streets of New York.
Well, I agree. I agree 100%. I didn't understand the policy. I think that, you need to
Chris
give
Hahn?
These people that famous, infamous. I think that when you're taking people and throwing them out onto the streets who have mental impairments, you are putting them at risk to being abused by each other, by other people in the public. And quite frankly, I don't think it's a good policy. I think we have to find a way to get people help and get them back on the street.
I still don't understand. Why did they throw? There used to be 30,000 people in hospitals for the mentally ill. And I don't mind spending the money to help those people. And now there's only 3,000. They took the other 27,000, threw them on the streets of New York, and now, instead of calling them mentally ill in hospitals, they call them homeless.
I think that we have to make sure that we can humanely help these people. And I think it's the job of us, in us, the public, and of government itself, to make sure that these people who cannot help themselves, most of them, are given the treatment they need. And if we can help them to help themselves, do that as part of our mission here. Just throwing them out to the wolves is not a good policy.
Well, we're all in solidarity, John and Chris Hahn,
so,
and yours truly.
Listen, me and Chris and Curtis, we all agree on that. Isn't that great on Thanksgiving that we all agree on something?
Well, look, it's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to me is a day that you talk about what you're thankful for, but it's also a day to give and to give to your fellow human. And I'm always glad to see that happening, and I know that you do a lot of that And I know that Curtis does a lot of that, and I do it my own way as well. You know, I see these people struggling, and it there's got to be a better way.
Well, that's great. And, John, you and Margot and your family have a great Thanksgiving for the time that you're down here. We await your arrival back.